as we look to the new year and everything that we're planning on, and we reflectively look back at everything we've been through, we find ourselves asking a lot of questions right now. But one question that perhaps we aren't going to be asking ourselves is whether or not we're going to miss this guy.
With me today is Dr. Anthony Fauci,
director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
Dr. Anthony Fauci,
chief medical advisor to the president.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
She's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And
so
if she really has the flu,
she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine.
If you take it and then a year goes by and everybody's fine, then you say, okay, that's good. Now let's give it to 500 people. And then a year goes by and everything's fine. You say, well, then now let's give it to thousands of people. And then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose.
I've heard some parents claim that measles vaccine can cause brain inflammation known as encephalitis. Is that true?
Brain inflammation, encephalitis.
Can measles vaccine cause encephalitis? The vaccine,
no.
There's no cases of...
There is normal...
Wuhan coronavirus. Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
This is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Now, early on, when we were in a situation in which there was a real concern about the lack of personal protective equipment, we were thinking we would run out of masks and other things for them. So the recommendation was not to wear a mask because of the shortage of it.
A lot of folks are hearing now about double masking, wearing two masks or trying to get one of those N95 medical grade masks.
So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense that it likely would be more effective.
We have all the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it. A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also to break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
If you've been vaccinated, can you give the virus to others, and should you still wear a mask?
You can give it to others. You should wear a mask.
You have to do something that's rather draconian. And sometimes when you do draconian things, it has collateral negative consequences. Just like when you shut things down, even temporarily, it does have deleterious consequences on the economy, on the school children. You know that. But you have to make a balance.
And I'm wondering why you're asking me about lockdowns, because there were not complete lockdowns in this country.
I didn't shut down anything. We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase.
Here we are going into the third year of it, and we are still in the middle of a pandemic.
This paper that you were referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly.
As attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah.
I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted.
That's right. You should be prosecuted. And by the way, it doesn't matter that we're moving into a new year. There are plenty of senators and congressmen that now have on their docket an investigation into Anthony Fauci. And I've told you, I won't sleep until we've done everything we can to put this man behind bars. I believe he is guilty of crimes against humanity. And whether or not he considers himself science itself, I think he's more like the pace car of science that got lost in a dead-end cul-de-sac somewhere around the AIDS epidemic and has only been destroying us ever since. So I look forward to continuous investigations into Tony Fauci. And I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest right now. If this guy truly disappears, I will be amazed. Because when you have built a world around lying and disinformation and misinformation and mealy-mouthing your way around all sorts of answers for decades, in the end, you're the only one that can hold up all of those lies. So I really wonder how they're going to replace a man and all of the, you know, the stacks and stacks and stacks of half-truths and lies that now sit as the library at the National Institutes of Health. Who can keep that all together other than Tony Fauci? I guess we'll have to see, but something tells me you'll see this guy lurking around because someone's going to have to keep holding and pinning and sewing it all together as we move forward. But as we have watched on the high wire this year, and I'm sure there are many, many more insiders and, you know, people that are going to bring us the truth from whether it's media or medicine or even legislation around the world. So many questions, so many of the right questions are now being asked. The one thing that I find myself, you know, wondering is how do they think they are going to get away with all of this? Well, we certainly will see as we go into the new year, and you're going to see a whole new attack from us, whether it's a legal attack on laws that are trying to take away our rights, our freedoms, our liberty, or whether or not we're just going to attack all the dis and misinformation being spewed upon us by mainstream media. We've been here the whole time. We are not going anywhere. And I want to thank all of you that have joined us throughout the last few years. It's only going to get better as we bring this thing to a close. Out there in the future for all of us, somewhere is the answer. That moment when truth really does prevail. We plan on sticking a flag in that moment.